Irpinia is a region where millennia of knowledge and culture, born of human ingenuity and shaped by history, are carefully preserved behind the gates of small independent villages, yet intertwined in a web of shared destinies. The first of these gates are those of the castles. It was in their shadow that the timeless knowledge which forms the very essence of this land developed. Guevara Castle and the Multimedia Museum of Memory and Knowledge in Savignano Irpino hold the key. With this key, the gates of the region will open up to you. Rather than simply being a place to visit, this museum is a space to be explored. Here, every story springs from a cherished memory, a tradition passed down through the generations, an identity that stands the test of time. The exhibition is divided into five thematic areas: territory, space, time, knowledge, memory. Each one recounts a small part of Savignano Irpino's cultural universe, past and present, leading you on a journey of discovery through one of the most beautiful villages in the province of Avellino and in the whole of Italy. A land of transition, where the cultures and flavors of Irpinia and Puglia intertwine until they merge. This is Savignano Irpino, a discreet microcosm, rich in stories and traditions that it conveys in silence. Nestled between two hills overlooking the upper Cervaro Valley, at an altitude of 718 meters, its strategic position, guarding an ancient natural corridor between Irpinia and Puglia, has, over the centuries, made it a place of passage, encounter, and exchange between peoples, cultures, and traditions. Here, the landscape is a living part of the story. Hills, ridges, valleys, and watercourses have shaped people's lives and determined their choices. The landscape is one of the most authentic keys to understanding Savignano. Woodlands, pastures, cultivated land, and springs paint a picture of a landscape shaped over the centuries by agriculture and sheep farming. This is where the transhumans' trails once ran. The ancient grass routes traveled by shepherds leading their flocks from the Apennine Mountains to the plains of Puglia. A slow, cyclical movement that has generated not only sustenance, but also culture, relationships, and traditions. For generations, life has revolved around the rhythm of the seasons and the work of the land. A body of knowledge made up of essential actions: sowing, harvesting, rearing, and preserving. An unwritten body of knowledge passed down through experience, words, and observation. Even today, this intangible heritage lives on in the customs, stories, and traditions of the community. Alongside this knowledge lie the flavors. Savignano's cuisine is a direct expression of the local area, authentic, simple, and deeply rooted in the produce of the land: grains, olive oil, vegetables, milk, meat. Thanks to its historical and scenic beauty, Savignano is included in the I Borghi Più Belli d'Italia, Italy's Most Beautiful Villages scheme, and has been awarded the titles of Sustainable Town, Yellow Flag, and Friendly Municipality for Itinerant Tourism. But beyond any accolades, what makes this place unique is its ability to keep alive over time a shared identity shaped by history. Savignano is a place to explore at a leisurely pace, to listen to and understand. Let yourself be guided. What you are about to experience is not merely the history of a town, but the story of a community, a landscape, and a culture that thrive in the present. Step inside. Savignano Irpino begins here. Territory. In the territory section of the Multimedia Museum of Memory and Knowledge, the history of Savignano Irpino unfolds continuously along a timeline, through events, transformations, and memories. From the first Apennine communities that settled in the area right up to the present day, Each stage tells the story of a village that has managed to traverse the centuries without losing its soul. The origins of the area date back to prehistoric and archaic times, as evidenced by the archaeological finds in the region. The name itself, probably derived from the Latin family name Sabinianus, refers to ancient Roman rural estates. In the Middle Ages, the village is documented as Castrum Sabiniani, suggesting a fortified settlement positioned to control the valley. Savignano has been shaped by the major events in the history of southern Italy. The Lombards, founders of the original fortified village, followed by the Normans, Swabians, Angevins, and Aragonese, who successively ruled the territory, leaving a profound mark on its identity. From 1445, the fiefdom passed to the Guevara family, who for centuries contributed to the development and organization of the village, consolidating its role within the region. At the heart of this history lies the Guevara Castle itself, originally built as a defensive structure and later transformed by the family into a stately residence. The historic center still retains its medieval layout today, a compact, three-dimensional network of stone-paved alleyways, arches, stairways, and houses built close together, designed to provide protection and foster community life. This urban layout stretches along the ridge linking the castle to the Church of St. Nicholas and St. Anne, the religious heart and symbol of the town. Until after the Second World War, life in Savignano Irpino unfolded amidst daily toil and an unyielding dignity. Farm work was the foundation of the community. The land provided sustenance, identity, and served as a measure of time and relationships. The agricultural year began with plowing, when the first rains softened the soil. Then came sowing by hand, between November and December, after the clods had been broken up. Between October and November, the olives were also harvested and taken to the oil mill. Winter brought only an apparent stillness. The fields lay fallow, but industrious hands continued to create. In the homes, wicker was woven, chairs were reupholstered with straw, and baskets and wickerwork were made. It was a more contemplative time, yet always brimming with industriousness. With the arrival of spring, the land came back to life. The fields were weeded, vegetable gardens were sown, and the first crops were harvested. Summer was the busiest time of year. The harvest took up the whole of July and kept the entire population busy. Men worked under the sun, scythes in hand, whilst the women bound the wheat into sheaves ready for threshing. Work continued on the threshing floor. Animals dragged a large stone to crush the harvest, and, with the help of the wind, the chaff was separated from the grain. From that grain came flour, and from the flour, bread. Today, technology has eased the labor and increased productivity, transforming agriculture, above all, into an economic resource. The farms have turned to livestock farming and milk production. Beekeeping has emerged, and Ravecci olive oil has gained ever greater recognition. And yet, despite everything, something has remained unchanged. The bond with the land continues to be strong, tangible, and part of daily life. Cultivating a vegetable garden is no longer merely a necessity, but a choice rooted in a sense of belonging and respect for what nature provides. Because in Savignano, agricultural work is an expression of dignity and an authentic connection to one's land. Space and time. In the Space and Time section of the Multimedia Museum of Memory and Knowledge, everyday tools and agricultural implements become a tangible reminder of a farming culture built on labor, ingenuity, and dignity. Memories, videos, and photographic archives bring to life the daily routine of a bygone era when every action had value and a place where the life of yesterday continues to speak to the present. Life in rural communities was marked by the changing seasons, by sowing and harvest times, by the care of animals, by weather conditions, and by annual festivals. Images, testimonies, and film footage reconstruct the cyclical nature of agricultural work and show the changing landscape and the succession of activities in the fields. Time is represented here not as a linear chronological sequence, but as a cyclical rhythm around which village life and community are built. Here, life was a daily struggle. People lived from dawn to dusk, and everything they did had a single purpose: to provide for their families. The rural landscape can be described as a system of relationships. Every place had a specific function and was linked to others through established roots, customs, and practices. In this way of life, objects were true companions, silent presences that accompanied every day. In an era when electric light, heating, and household appliances did not exist, everything depended on people's ingenuity. Everyone had to be self-sufficient. During the summer, the craftsman tended a small vegetable patch. During the winter months, the farmer became a builder, weaving wicker, working with wood, and making baskets, bread baskets, and cheese baskets. Time flowed in continuous cycles. In the morning, the women would go up to the fountain to fetch water for the day using a bucket and a pail, to take it home and pour it into demijohns and jugs. They would make coffee in the coffee pot, then spin wool on the spindle or wash vegetables for breakfast, whilst with one hand they rocked the babies in the wooden cradle they always kept nearby. The men would head out into the countryside with their animals to plow the land, or in summer, harvest the ears of corn with sickles and canicchiole, then sift the grain through a sieve and prepare the flour for their own use or for sale by measure. At home, meals were cooked in a pignata, served in a spezzetta, and eaten with the few pieces of pewter or aluminium cutlery. As evening fell, oil lamps and wick lamps provided just enough light, and Lou Montz warmed the bed to offer a little warmth to those who finally went to sleep. Every object, just like the members of the family, had a specific and indispensable function, which was reflected in its form. The workmanship was often rough and basic, devoid of decoration, and varying from one craftsman to another, because it had to be something the family could make and repair themselves, or at least have repaired by someone in the village. There was no culture of consumption. A chair would be restrawed, a pot retinned. Behind every utensil lay time, effort, and sacrifice, and that was enough to make it important. Over the years, many of these objects have become obsolete, yet they have never disappeared. They remain in homes, in memories, and in the eyes of those who recognize them. Because they are fragments of memory, traces of a yes world that built everything necessary from very little. And even today, a single glance is enough to bring back stories that only those who belong to this land can truly understand. Knowledge and Memories. In the Knowledge section of the Multimedia Museum of Memory and Knowledge, the knowledge linked to local produce and cuisine tells of an age-old balance between humankind and nature. In Savignano Irpino, the land has never been merely a surface to be cultivated, but a place to be understood, respected, and listened to. It is one of the most essential keys to understanding the territory and its deepest identity. Agriculture was varied and comprehensive: wheat, pulses, vegetables, fruit, fodder. This was complemented by sheep farming, livestock rearing, and widespread craftsmanship, which made the community self-sufficient. People worked with simple tools and the strength of animals. The landscape was a living mosaic of small fields, orchards, and wells surrounded by flowers. Plowing was hard work, sowing was laborious, and the harvest, threatened by the weather and uncertainty, was never taken for granted. For this reason, alongside their hard labor, people turned to their faith. They would ask the archpriest to invoke the intercession of Saint Anne, or have the bells rung to ward off the ill-omened clouds. This knowledge, often unseen yet fundamental, has ensured balance and continuity for the community. Today, it forms a deep relationship between humankind and nature, built on respect, understanding, and mutual dependence. Preserving it means recognizing its value and transforming it into awareness for the future. The olive tree is a relatively recent addition to Savignano's agricultural landscape. Olive cultivation has developed in more recent times, gradually adapting to an environment and climate that are not always favorable. Yet it is precisely in these challenging conditions that Savignano's olive oil finds its identity. Today, the olive groves are home to the Reveche, a native variety that has been widespread in the Ufita Valley since 1517. A demanding cultivar, with a modest yield and late ripening, the Reveche requires specific conditions: calcareous soils, good sun exposure and protection from the wind, finding its ideal balance on southwest-facing slopes. The olive tree's cycle marks the passing of the year at a leisurely pace: spring flowering, the appearance of fruit in summer, autumn ripening, and, finally, the harvest, the most delicate stage. The transition from manual harvesting to more modern techniques, such as the use of olive harvesters, has been gradual but always focused on quality. Once harvested, the olives are taken quickly to the mill to preserve their characteristics. The oil produced, bearing the Irpinia Colleen Dell'Ufita PDO designation, is a product of excellence, intensely fruity, with herbaceous notes and hints of artichoke and almond, balanced between bitterness and piquancy. It is an ideal oil for use as a condiment, capable of enhancing traditional dishes and reflecting the character of the region. Once rarely used in everyday cooking, unlike pork fat, olive oil has gained popularity more recently, gradually establishing itself as a staple in the diet. Today, production, whilst limited, represents a precious resource, intended primarily for household consumption, but also capable of finding its way into high-quality commercial channels. Since time immemorial, wheat has been the cornerstone of Savignano Irpino's economy and identity. More than just a crop, it is the very lifeblood that runs through the history of the area, from the ancient Roman presence in the Cervaro Valley to today's farming community. Also depicted in the town's coat of arms with its three ears of wheat, it has been the staple food and a measure of wealth for centuries. The wheat cycle profoundly shaped the year and the lives of families, from plowing between late summer and autumn to manual sowing in November and December, right through to spring weeding and the summer harvest. Every other year, the land had to rest as part of the crop rotation. The harvest, in particular, was one of the most intense and communal occasions. Work began at dawn and often involved laborers from neighboring Puglia as well. The ears of corn were cut, gathered into sheaves, and laid out in the fields to await transport to the threshing floors where the processing took place: manual winnowing and threshing to separate the grain from the chaff, storage in the granaries, and, finally, milling at the mill. From that ancient process came the flour and then the bread, the staple of daily life. Alongside bread, there was handmade pasta, still made today according to shapes and names handed down from mother to daughter: vricatelle, orecchiette, cicatiel, cicatelli, laganiel, lagan, pizzel, maltagliati, ravaiwol, ravioli. Shapes born of creativity, practice, and the expert eye of housewives. But its value extended beyond food. It also served as a medium of exchange for goods and services, a guarantee of stability and security. Alongside agriculture, cattle farming has also been firmly established in the Savignano area for centuries, thanks to which there is a substantial and excellent milk supply. Milk has ensured dietary diversity and, over time, a thriving production chain linked to cheesemaking. Originally, each farm processed its own milk independently, albeit with only a few head of cattle, and the farmers organized themselves into cooperatives for the production of curd. With the emergence of local dairies, this system gradually changed. Milk began to be collected and processed centrally, making the entire supply chain more efficient and profitable. Farms thus increased their herds and converted their land to fodder production. The link between livestock farming and the local area was expressed above all through transhumance. During the winter months, when local pastures were insufficient, the Gualani drove their herds along the Cervaro Valley towards the Apulian Plains, where they spent the winter. On their return in spring, the animals were brought back to the local pastures, where the cooperatives organized the milking and curdling. The processing of milk has given rise to a rich dairy tradition comprising both stretched curd cheeses and fresh dairy products, with items varying in maturation, texture, and flavor: mozzarella, scamorza, caciocavallo, ricotta. Whilst production was once limited to family subsistence, today milk represents a key economic resource. The now well-organized farms deliver milk daily to the dairies, ensuring a short, local, and high-quality supply chain. Cultivating the vegetable garden has always been one of the cornerstones of Savignano's identity. For generations, it has been the main source of sustenance, providing food even during periods marked by war and poverty. It was a way of life based on self-sufficiency, an understanding of natural cycles, and respect for the land. Even today, the vegetable garden retains this value. Growing one's own food means choosing quality, seasonality, and sustainability. In Savignano's fields, pulses and vegetables such as chard, chicory, escarole, cardoons, potatoes, peppers, and courgettes grow side by side. Alongside these, fruit trees shape a varied and bountiful agricultural landscape. Harvests are spread throughout the year, ensuring variety and a steady supply of food. Before the advent of refrigerators, preserving food required methods handed down through the generations, involving the whole family. At the heart of it all lay a clear principle, shared by farmers and craftsmen alike: not to depend on anyone. Even those who practiced a trade cultivated a small plot of land because buying what one could produce oneself was not considered honorable. From that small patch of land, everyone obtained everything they needed to live. The cuisine of Savignano Irpino stems from necessity and ingenuity. It is the result of ancient wisdom, built up day by day by a people accustomed to hard work, frugality, and a deep respect for what the land provides. Here, between Irpinia and Puglia, two spirits meet. On the one hand, the intense flavors of the mountains. On the other, the genuine simplicity of garden produce. From this balance emerges a cuisine that is humble yet extraordinarily rich in identity. For generations, every family has lived by a fundamental principle: waste nothing. Every ingredient had value, every surplus was turned into preserves, and every action in the kitchen was part of a body of knowledge passed down through hands and memory. From these principles springs a cuisine that is simple, only in appearance, but in reality nourishing, capable of sustaining work in the fields and building an entire community. Wheat forms the backbone of this cuisine, yielding baked goods such as bread and pasta. These are accompanied by produce from the vegetable garden: chicory, escarole, cardoncelli mushrooms, green beans, peppers, potatoes, pulses, and wild herbs. These seasonal ingredients form the basis of the typical meinist soups, which also feature chicken, salt cod, or pork. Eggs, abundant and versatile, take center stage in everyday dishes, particularly omelets. Of all these, the most representative is the Savignano breakfast. And then there is the pig, a central figure in rural life, a symbol of self-sufficiency and domestic prosperity. Its processing provided provisions for the winter and sugna, lard, which for a long time was the sole source of cooking fat. A wealth of flavors also link to communal occasions, such as the slaughter on the feast day of San Roque, experienced as a true community ritual. Alongside knowledge, photographic memory brings back the faces, events, and places of a bygone era. The postcards and photographs of Savignano are enduring fragments of time, traces of a town that is changing without ever losing its identity. Between the late 19th century and the mid-20th century, Savignano underwent profound transformations. From a close-knit, self-sufficient farming village, it slowly opened up to the world, experiencing growth, difficulties, departures, and returns. It is a town that has been built and rebuilt through wars, earthquakes, and new hopes. In these images, a story of everyday scenes and quiet changes takes shape. The earliest photographs, dating back to 1880, depict the village as seen from the center of the plain. From there, the view takes in the castle, the Calvary, Saint Gianni, and the Savignano threshing floor. It is a living space, full of wheat, labor, and voices. It was here that the village's daily life unfolded. The threshing of wheat, the stabling of animals, the cattle fairs. A natural amphitheater where the story of thousands of people played out every day. The postcards also capture the signs of the times. The lower mother church, the roofless castle, the new roads spreading out, the Vico Americano built by emigrants. And then there are the events. The arrival of flat-rate electricity, the 1930 earthquake, the festivals, the establishment of local institutions. All are tangible signs of a community that is changing yet holding its ground and continues to seek its own balance even in the modern era.